The issues are complex. A third of women in prison are Aboriginal. Many have been there before and have long histories of personal trauma and drug or alcohol abuse. Lawyer Thea Deacon-Greenwood says most women are only in for short stints, but the consequences are devastating.
Because women often receive very short sentences because of the relatively, you know, minor or low-level nature of their offence, it means that they're incarcerated for very short periods of time. But the effect that that has on them and on their communities can be quite devastating. Women often lose their house if they've had housing. And all of that family that might be relying on her for a range of different things, including caring responsibilities, that often falls apart. We would also be supportive of alternatives to jail. You know, home detention is not explored enough as an option. And there's less sentencing options in regional parts of the state. So, you know, we would advocate for prison not being the first option. You know, it should always be an option of last resort.